With Montana news, I'm Sean Robb. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte put $200,000 of his own money into his campaign last month, pushing his fundraising total for the campaign over $1 million.
I'm all in. I'm putting my time in, putting my reputation on the line, and we're putting our resources in to get that message out.
Gianforte and his wife Susan started a software company in Bozeman that Oracle eventually bought for more than $1 billion in 2011. Eric Hires is a spokesman for incumbent Governor Steve Bullock's campaign.
We expect to be significantly outspent in this election. Greg Gianforte has been on TV for weeks now, and he's already dumping in his massive personal fortune in an attempt to buy this race.
Bullock, a Democrat, reports raising nearly $133,000 in March. The governor says his fundraising total for the campaign is just under $1.7 million. A Billings attorney who was disbarred last summer now faces federal wire fraud charges for keeping $655,000 and $500,000 that should have been distributed to the family of a man who was killed in a car crash. The Billings Gazette reports Randy Scott Ledick pleaded not guilty to two counts of wire fraud during his arraignment in U.S. District Court on Friday. Ledick was hired to represent a man who was killed in a 2005 car crash and won a $300,000 settlement. Prosecutors say Ledick deducted about half for his fee and legal expenses, leaving $115,000 to distribute among the man's heirs. Prosecutors say he dispersed nearly half of that to the victim's wife. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte says he'll back whoever his party nominates to run for president this year. The Bozeman entrepreneur and first-time candidate has so far not identified a particular candidate he supports.
I haven't been thrilled with the way the whole federal thing goes. I've chosen, I think, the philosophy of the free enterprise, and we're certainly seeing an encouragement of business people coming into thing. I don't have a lot of other things in common with Donald Trump.
Gianforte was in Missoula today for a manufacturers conference and to speak to students at the University of Montana. Jane Goodall and other prominent wildlife biologists have signed on to a letter asking President Obama to retain Endangered Species Act protections for Yellowstone area grizzly bears. It comes as next week brings a deadline for public comment on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's proposal to delist Yellowstone grizzlies, which were put on the endangered species list in 1975. Grizzly bear activist Doug Peacock, who lives in Paradise Valley, wrote the letter. He says that the Fish and Wildlife Service is ignoring evidence that Yellowstone's grizzly population is at significant risk from climate change. Besides Jane Goodall's, signatories include Harvard biologist E.O. Wilson and George Schaller with the Wildlife Conservation Society. Doug Peacock.
The people who have signed this letter have weight, and it's their weight that I hope and expect to get to President Obama. I'm pulling out all the stops and all the people I know and their friends in Washington and elsewhere to stick in front of the president and say, here's a place where you need to personally pick up the reins and shake them.
Biologists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said they have taken climate change into account in assessing whether Yellowstone area grizzlies are ready for delisting. They say the bear's population has recovered and that it's capable of sustaining itself into the future without Endangered Species Act protection. The governors of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho all support delisting the Yellowstone grizzly. A Kalispell man has been sentenced to the Montana State Prison for fathering a child with a 15-year-old girl. Rudy Chandler was sentenced on Thursday to 15 years in prison with 10 years suspended after pleading guilty to sexual intercourse without consent. He will be credited for time he spent in jail. According to court documents, 29-year-old Chandler was engaged to the victim's caregiver when he impregnated the minor in 2015. Authorities collected DNA samples from Chandler and the child after the victim gave birth and concluded that he was the father. Chandler's parental rights have been terminated. High-rise wood-frame buildings are rare in the United States, but that may change. Senator Steve Daines has signed on to a bill to accelerate research and development of what are called tall wood buildings. Julia Altimus of the Montana Wood Product Association says it could be a game changer.
So if we're allowed to now go up to an 85-foot building, which is what this bill that was introduced in Congress would allow, you know, there's a new market for wood. The market will open up. It will move some of the wood that maybe is sitting elsewhere into a new commercial venue.
Until recently, most wood buildings haven't exceeded 6 stories. But according to the American Wood Council, 17 buildings of between 7 and 14 stories have been built globally in the last 5 years. That's possible thanks to a new generation of engineered wood products. Advocates say these buildings are safe and more environmentally friendly than their steel and concrete counterparts. Alliance for the Wild Rockies Executive Director Michael Garrity opposes Dane's Timber Innovation Act, calling it, quote, economic planning with the rearview mirror. Wildlife managers from 18 states and two federal agencies are in Missoula Tuesday and Wednesday to meet with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. The second annual Elk Summit allows leaders of the advocacy group a chance to tell wildlife managers about their priorities and vice versa, says Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation spokesman Mark Holyoke.
We can learn from them, and they can learn from us as well. So it's kind of a give-and-take deal.
Among issues at the summit are challenges to continue funding state wildlife agencies, concerns about diseases like brucellosis and chronic wasting disease, and how to counter anti-hunting groups. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.